It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I was laughing so hard I almost shit my pants.
Almost?
You, my friends.
That isn't just irresponsible, it's outrageous.
I'm John McCain, and I approve this message.
Boobies!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I want to mention that tomorrow's program, we will be talking with TLC's flipping expert, Kirsten Kempbecker.
A flipping expert, eh?
Great name.
Get on the flipping phone.
Hello, my name is Kirsten Kempbecker.
Oh, he flips houses.
Is it a he?
I think it's a she if it's
with
Kirsten.
A name like Kirsten.
Oh, he flips genders.
And, it's Kirsten Kempbecker. Tips to flip.
Okay.
And
it's
I would imagine
you know,
when they talk about flipping houses, I mean, I would think even if you just wanted to sell your house, you know, just to, I mean, you know, literally survive this market we're in right now. Also, in studio tomorrow, CBSNews.com, senior political editor Vaughn Ververs. Remember when we talked to Vaughn?
Yeah. We like that
he will be in studio with us tomorrow to talk all about the latest in the political situation.
And the campaign seemed to be getting dirtier faster.
We How's did that? Not mention on the show today the new commercial that's out. I guess Paris Hilton put that out today and was on the major news. So you're going to have it. He does his like nodding at me going, I have that.
Yeah, we will be covering that.
I did it. Oh, don't talk
Get
about
ready,
it.
America.
I want to shoot the wad, for God's sakes, Mike. I had that. Why did you spoil it? You spoiled the whole thing.
It's a flipping news. Story, Mike.
Want to say thank you to James of Fast Signs of Fairfax. They really help us out with all our sign and signage needs. Call Signs of Fairfax, Fast Signs of Fairfax, at 703-352-6200. And also Colorworks, the good people at Colorworks. This guy is such a help
to
the station.
They are amazing.
Hooks us up every time when it comes to T-shirts. They're the best. And I saw the Party on the Eights T-shirt that are, you know, they are just fantastic.
They're great.
So you can come out and get yourself one. We're also going to have some bumper stickers, a limited amount of bumper stickers to give away for the, I think, the first 100 people that are there. I'm not sure if it's exactly 100, but we'll have bumper stickers for you. So get there early, another reason. If you are interested in Colorworks T-shirts, they're the best. 301-933 Call James, 3559. That's Colorworks, online at colorworkspromotions.com. All right, you ready to talk movies?
Ready.
It's time to discuss the world of cinema as we go to Mr. Joe McLeod. Twitchy Joe McLeod, how are you, Joe?
Hey, I'm doing great, guys. I'm on a cell phone. I hope you can hear me.
I can hear you loud and clear. Calling us from the great city of Baltimore, are you?
I am calling you from Salisbury. I'm on my way to Ocean City.
Ah, yes. Vacationing again, Joe? Another vacation?
Yes.
Joe, how many effing vacations do you take a year?
All I'm going to Ocean City for 2 days. Is that okay?
Well, it just seems like the last time we spoke with you, you were on another holiday.
Why don't you just congratulate me on being able to take vacation?
Don't you? Because I think it sucks.
So we're jealous.
And besides, we're sitting here working. Of course, we go on a lot of vacations,
I think
too.
Maybe you've been fired.
Who are you talking to?
Rob, are you resenting the fact that Joe's getting a little lippy on us now?
Yeah, you know what? It's not time for that.
Hey, Joe, did you manage with your busy schedule to see any movies this week?
Yes, I saw two that are opening this weekend, and I saw two other ones. I'll tell you what I saw. Pineapple Express.
Yes, that's good. That's the one I wanted you to talk about.
Uh-huh. Right. Hell Ride.
Ooh.
I saw, for the kids, Fly Me to the Moon.
Fly Me to the Moon.
That's the Kelly Ripa movie.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Is it a movie that she's in?
Yeah, well, it's animated.
Oh, God. She's a voice?
Yeah, of a fly.
Oh, isn't that sweet and cute?
Kelly
Peppy
cartoon.
And cute. What, and one more did you say, or what?
Yeah, I saw The Rocker.
The Rocker. Oh, you did see The Rocker.
Okay.
So you got good. We got a full plate. Let's start with the Kelly Ripa movie. It's a kid's movie. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, you know, even though, and you know, being the father of an 11-year-old and a 13-year-old, you might say, oh, it's a kid's movie. But I, you know, I've been to a lot of them.
Yes.
And they can suck, too. They can either suck or they can be very, very good.
Yes.
So
tell us about it. Kid's movie for this one, I'm talking like 7, 8 years old. You know, it's like it's a 3D movie. And I was in a screening with a lot of kids, a lot of little kids, and they really liked all the 3D stuff.
So the 3D stuff, special effects were very cool.
Yeah, they were really, I mean, if you were also a Pineapple Express demographic, you would have really enjoyed the 3D stuff.
Now, when you say Pineapple Express demographic, are you talking about young people, or are you talking about people that just like weed?
I'm saying weed.
Weed. Oh, are you a pothead, McLeod?
I am not a pothead, sir. No, sir.
Just checking. You know, you're a long hair, so I was curious about that.
I don't smoke marijuana cigarettes.
Very good. All right. It's nice to hear that. Then you won't get brain damage like Buzz Burbank does.
Now, about the 3D and the Fly movie, do they issue you glasses still? Is that how it works?
Yeah, it's this new generation 3D glasses called Real 3D. So it's not like a red one on one side and a green one on the other side.
It's the polarized kind that just look like sunglasses.
Yeah, so you don't really get that splitting headache that you used to get back in the day.
Wow. I hate 3D.
Well, I don't mind it if it's well done.
I think it sucks, especially when you go down to Universal Studios and they give you those glasses. I always have trouble processing the 3D.
The Shrek 4D ride?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
It messes up your eyes.
Now, have you tried the kind with the polarized glasses, or do you hate the red and blue, or do you just hate all
3D? I hate
3D.
The red and blue. I have not tried the new ones yet, so I'm not sure.
You have if you did the Shrek ride.
Oh, really? Is that the polarized one?
Yeah.
It's official. I just hate everything 3D.
I love 3D. Always have.
I want 3D without glasses. Is that too much to ask? I want 3D without...
It's called a stage play.
We're going to have to do surgery.
It's called Broadway! No, I'd just like to have... I'd like to have it where you don't have to put the ridiculous tubercular glasses that some other greasy person has worn 5 minutes before you.
Have you ever seen a quality 3D movie?
There is no such thing.
Oh, Dial M for Murder is magnificent.
It's not.
True.
It's
it is.
Not, because you have to wear those stupid glasses.
House of Wax is pretty good.
House of Wax is probably... Okay, now that's one you mentioned. I love the beginning of it because the House of Wax, it has... What's the toy
called? The paddleball man.
The paddleball guy would say, "Welcome to the House of Wax." And then he's looking right and he's looking left. And then he looks right at you and the ball comes at your face. The House of Wax.
Pretty good.
That was actually a good 3D effect.
And the Three Stooges made two 3D shorts.
Jesus.
See, if you see good 3D in a theater, it's very exciting.
Put your hand up. There it is. I shoot Rob in the hand every time he does that.
That's how he learns.
It hurts.
Talks about 3D. 3D. I saw Fred Astaire in a 3D movie.
Fred Astaire never made anything in 3D.
He wouldn't know.
All right, Joe. So just a synopsis of the plot. What is the Fly movie about?
Some flies who live in Florida near Cape Canaveral decide to stow along on the first rocket to the moon.
Hysterical. What do you give it? How many dollars?
For, like I said, for, you know, ages, you know, 6 to 8, I give it $5.
$5.
$5. So that's now five on your scale is middle of the pack, right?
Yeah. For older kids, no, they'd be bored.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. What else are we talking about this week? You went to see. Well, you got an advanced look at The Rocker, right?
Yeah.
We had Josh Gad on the show, and he was a real nice guy. The trailer. Looking at this trailer, looks like it might be funny, but also it looks like it could be jive. How did you find the film?
Which is it?
It was bad. It was two movies. It was two competing movies. One movie was, like a kid, teen relationship movie, and then the other one was a Rainn Wilson vehicle. You know, Rainn Wilson from The Office is The Rocker, and they try to recruit him to play in their band.
Are you there, Joe?
Yeah. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Uh-huh. Okay.
What's going on, Twitch? Hello,
Joe.
Guys, are you there?
Yes, we've been here. Been here the whole time.
Right here.
I'm sorry. Where did you lose me?
We didn't lose you at all. You were talking about the movie being a vehicle for Rainn Wilson.
And then you stopped.
And it was bad. And it was like, you know, Rainn Wilson was just, he was trying to carry the movie. He was acting like Jack Black, you know, balls out rock and roll guy. But at the same time, they had this whole story. And the kid talked to me yesterday was really good, but was really another movie. It's like the two things did not go together.
How is the Rainn Wilson part of it? I mean, everybody likes that guy, Dwight Schrute from The Office. How is that part of the movie? Is that able to carry the fact that it's two separate movies in one?
No, not at all. I felt a little bad for him. And really, I mean, there is one shocking moment when he's nude. I mean, and that was probably the highlight of
so comedy. He's doing the Will Ferrell bit.
He's actually kind of channeling Jack Black, which I just thought was kind of embarrassing.
That's too bad.
That's a
shame. I think he's better than that.
Yeah, I agree.
I think he is too. I think he got stuck with a crappy script. And
well, here's the thing. You know, you really zone in when I look at at the choices some of these guys make. Mm-hmm. Rainn Wilson absolutely found the acting gig of his lifetime with Dwight Schrute on The Office. I mean, there's nobody, there's no funnier character actor on TV today. There really isn't. But when I heard Rocker, he's no more, I mean, that's like not what he should be cast as.
It's been done anyway.
The fact that he's did you get the impression when you watched this movie that they might have done some script tweaking to even try to make it better?
Honest to God, it was like two movies fighting each other. It was like,
And Rainn Wilson is kind of embarrassing, is what you say.
Yeah, I felt bad for him. I mean, he's a funny guy. He's still a funny guy in the movie a little bit, but I just overall I felt bad for him.
How many dollars do you give it?
I give it a buck.
Wow.
Oh, boy. You've been on a run of some pretty harsh critiques of these films, and I'm inclined to agree with you. I mean, it just doesn't look like there's anything out there that's wowing me. The next one, Hell Ride. What did you think of Hell Ride? First of all, tell us about it. Give us a little synopsis so people know what we're talking about.
Hell Ride is directed and stars Larry Bishop, who is actually Joey Bishop's son.
Joey Bishop's son?
Yeah, Rat Pack, Joey Bishop.
Oh, my God, really? I didn't know that. Well, that makes him, what, 60?
I was going to say, he's pretty old, right?
He's got the most preposterous, like, jet black dyed hair. He's trying to play, he's trying to play somebody 20 years younger.
And what is Hell Ride about?
It is a throwback to these old American International biker movies that Larry Bishop was actually in. And, the old movies that were in the 60s and 70s where the
is this
like,
movie going to go wide? Have you heard of this movie, Rob?
I've not heard of it.
Is this wide or is this one of your, like, Baltimore City paper screenings that you went to?
No, it's in D.C. and it's in Baltimore. I don't know if that means it's wide, but it's in D.C. and it's in Baltimore. Mm. It's kind of like Pulp Fiction. It's a motorcycle movie. I watched this movie and it's like the script is horrible, but you've also got Michael Madsen from Pulp Fiction.
Wow, that's a good pull. I mean, he's great. He's also in he's in a lot of Tarantino films.
Reservoir Dogs.
He's also in the Uma Thurman movie, Kill Bill.
Kill Bill.
Yeah. And speaking of Kill Bill, you also have David Carradine.
Oh, really?
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Yeah. David Carradine. I'm actually intrigued now. Uh-huh. If you mentioned that cast, it sounds like it might be a decent cast. How is it?
Also, Dennis Hopper.
Ah, well, there you go.
Well, so we're talking about a real movie here, then.
Yeah.
And this movie, though, is not for everybody. It is incredibly violent.
Hello.
And it is incredibly dirty. There are so many nude scenes in this movie, I lost count.
Hello!
Really? Yeah.
What time's the next showing?
That sounds like a good... Is it a hard R, or is it one of those...
It is such a hard R.
But it's rated R?
Rated R, and it is just like, it is out there with the violence and with the naked ladies everywhere.
You know, Carradine get naked?
And Michael Marsden.
Fortunately, no. Yeah, no.
And you just see the cleft of Dennis Hopper's buttock.
Oh, thanks for that.
I'm very
that.
Curious. You've piqued my interest now on this, Mr. McLeod. What is the, what's the verdict on this one?
I loved it. I like movies like this. I like trashy movies. I gave it a 10. I really enjoyed it.
Wow. It sounds to me. I mean, it's got Dennis Hopper. Dennis Hopper makes some of those super violent movies. Mm-hmm. Blue Velvet comes to mind. That was one that he was in. And
it's an Easy Rider. I mean, he was in the biker movie.
Right. So, and this has got a lot. Has it got a lot of bikes in it? A lot of Harleys and stuff.
Oh man, it's got this movie. I do not own a motorcycle. This movie made me want to buy a Harley.
Oh, I'm down with it. I'm ready to go to a screening right now. What do you know about the distribution? Are we going to see this movie, Rob? I haven't seen a trailer for it, so
no, I don't know anything about
will
it.
Will this be in regular theaters, do you think, or not?
Well, Baltimore's a small market. I don't understand. It's like, I don't think it's limited release.
Okay. For it. I like your review, and I like the fact that you recommended Hell Ride. I will check that one out, especially for people that like gratuitous violence in their movies.
Motorcycles. Honestly, motorcycles, man. It's just like, it's such a cool thing. There's so many different cool motorcycles. And again, I don't even ride them.
And how is the nudity in it? Good nudity or bad nudity?
It is excessive and quality.
I'm looking at the movie poster Buzz is showing me, and that's like a throwback to the old 60s movies. But, it's a Quentin Tarantino vehicle, too, right?
Well, no, he probably put a little money into it, but he didn't direct it or do much to it.
Yeah, it's kind of weird when you see a movie that says Quentin Tarantino presents. Yeah. It's always curious the way that works there. All right, and now the big one that we all want to hear about, and everybody was thinking about this one here at work, Pineapple Express, Seth Rogen's new movie. What did you think of that one?
I loved it. It was hilarious. A stoner action detective film, and it succeeds all the way around. It's funny, it's stupid. It's got some violence in it, but you don't ever at any time think that it's not a comedy.
Okay, reading the review in the Post today, I'll tell you this, Joe. The reviewer gets the panties in a wad about the fact that this movie has a very dark and violent ending. Now, is that what you found with this too?
Who was that in the Post? Stephen Hunter?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I was just skimming it. I was just skimming it, and I don't remember who wrote the review.
It has a very dark and violent ending, but it's a ridiculous movie. Never at any moment think it's... I mean, there's one guy who gets shot in the movie and spends like 90% of the movie bleeding to death.
Oh. Well, see, I'm a sick bastard.
That.
We all chuckle simultaneously at that one. And now, who's in the movie besides Seth Rogen? You got a bunch of different actors in
Pretty
this,
Boy,
right?
James Franco.
James Franco's in this
James
movie,
Franco
too.
James Franco is just like... It's it's Stoned and Stoner. I mean, these guys are both, they both smoke a lot of weed, and they both act like they smoke a lot of weed.
You know, Seth Rogen is one of those rare, come on, I don't even put Seth Rogen into that Josh Gad category.
No,
I think Seth Rogen,
he
is a complete Hollywood original,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and he's the first one to come along in a long time, and I think you're going to see a really lengthy career. I think he's going to do different stuff. And
You don't think the Green Hornet is going to ruin him?
I know. Oh, God, I just thought, F you, Rob.
I mean, I love him, too.
I saw when he said that he was going to be in the Green Hornet, do you see the fact that he's kind of slimming down for it, too?
Yeah, I'm kind of slimming down, yeah. too, but now, I'm not playing the Green Hornet.
I'll ask both of you guys. As comic book guys, when you're talking about the fact that this is a Green Hornet and Seth Rogen's going to, is there anything in the comic book Green Hornet that makes the guy kind of schlubby at all?
My field of reference is the original Green Hornet television series with Bruce Lee. And this guy's got to be... He's got to be dashing and deboner.
Yeah, and it's...
Was it James Franciscus? Who was the Green Hornet?
I think that could be right. That sounds good.
But
talking about the slick dude with, you know, nice hair and, you know, trim, and it's like, Seth Rogen ain't that guy, but maybe he'll suck down for the part.
Yeah, he actually said he's on a pretty strict regimen where he's losing some weight, and he's trying to get in tone for this. So this movie, Pineapple Express, lots of buzz about this movie, and you say it does deliver the goods, right?
It absolutely delivers the good. I went to a midnight screening last night, not a free screening, a paid screening. It was packed. Everybody was cracking up.
Okay, good. How many dollars do you give it?
Full price, man. $10.
All right, cue the music. That's Joe, anything else? Did we cover all the movies you saw?
Excellent.
Nothing else. I just want to say that thank you for letting me come on another week, and I look forward to seeing you, my radio friends, at the party on the 8th.
Yes. You know what, Joe? I will tell you, I will give you a round of applause today.
Yeah.
I found, I like the Hell Ride thrown in there because mm-hmm. it was a very sneaky one, and now I'm all excited because I love the gratuitous violence
love
in my
that.
Movies. It's
and
fantastic.
And Van Williams played the Green Hornet on TV.
Van Williams.
Who the hell is Van Williams?
He played the Green Hornet.
Thank you, Rob. All right, Joe, take care. Have a good time in Ocean City. We'll talk to you next week.
Well, I hope to see you guys Friday at the party.
Oh, good. We'll see you Friday, party at the 8th. We'll see you then.
Yeah. All right, bye.
All right,
thanks,
bye-bye.
Joe.
I think Joe was a victim also, barely got through with that phone situation.
What's the phones today?
Hey, Beth Ann, I'm not going to yell at you. Please come to the studio momentarily. I'd like to.
It's weird because it's not sunspot time of year, but this is a crazy thing we've
now,
been experiencing.
I would like to think that we reset the phones right before that segment.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it is because he was on a cell phone traveling to OC.
You never know.
Yeah.
I hope the next call we take sounds great.
Well, the next call we take is going to be another guy. We're going to be chatting with Alan Butterfield from The Enquirer. Have they kind of remedied it?
Well, you know, we rebooted it, and, you know, we're hoping that is it. We've talked to Bear, so, you know, he doesn't know what, baby, I don't know.
More importantly, what about the noodles?
Oh, they're here.
Go to break.
Mike O'Mara's new sitcom, What About the Noodles?
Hey, what happened to my noodles? Yes, critics are calling it the darling of the summer. Mike O'Mara's What Happened to the Noodles?
They're here.
The one-man show. We're looking forward to it for you. And what motivated you? I'm meaning to ask you this all day before we go to break. What motivated you to do the Pocahontas look today?
You mean with the braids?
Yeah.
It's not a good look. I felt old.
Were you feeling little girl?
No, I was feeling old.
So you were feeling little girl, so you said you'll do the braids to make yourself look.
Do you have a session posing for a box of butter tonight?
I'm sorry, both of you were talking at the exact same time again. What was that question, Rob?
Are you done? Because I'll go if you don't.
I'm waiting. Go
okay.
ahead.
Okay, do you have a session posing for a box of butter tonight?
That's Rob Spiewak. He is here. And you know that trick you can do with the Landalikes.
Oh, yeah.
I love that trick. Do you know when you...
I'm very familiar
You take
that.
Your knee... Have you seen that trick that you can do with a Land O'Lakes box?
No.
Maybe Beth Ann can do that trick later.
She can do it right now.
With that T-shirt, she's doing that right now.
Pull your knees up. No.
you take the knees for the Land O'Lakes Indian girl.
Which are bare.
Which are bare. Uh-huh. And then you cut a strip where her chest is.
Or fold it.
Or you fold it, mm-hmm. and you can actually put the knees down, and it resembles the Land O'Lakes.
You guys have a lot of time.
This was done before. You know, God, I wish we could... Yeah, send one of the interns out to get a Land O'Lakes butter thing.
I bet we can find it online.
I bet we can do that.
Sure, in print.
Yeah,
and
and you turn her into a topless Land O'Lakes.
It's fun. You'll enjoy it.
You
sounds
really like
fun.
That. Thank you, Beth Ann.
You're welcome.
Get out of here, please.
I will.
All right. When we come back, we'll be talking more about Scandal.
Yay.
And prison. No, I just threw in prison.
Maybe.
But we'll talk to Alan Butterfield of the National Enquirer. Says he's got more on the alleged Edwards affair. And we'll talk a little Dr. Phil and anything else that's going on at the National Enquirer. So you ready for a little gossip, everybody?
Let's go.
Bring it on.
That's coming up next on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.